Yo, if I can't get a job and I don't want to trap or scam, then what do I do?
Amazon plans new round of corporate layoffs with all this heavy AI investing. Now, the cuts may impact up to 15% of the HR workforce. Let me tell you something. These guys are the only people that basically just totally tossed out the human resources department due to AI. IBM recently fired like 8,000 whopping people because of artificial intelligence. And honestly, though, the cuts could be like 5,000 people being fired because Amazon actually hires a large chunk of people to work in human resources. I mean, this is literally one of the biggest companies in the world. I mean, they're like almost $3 trillion. These guys have a huge HR workforce, and these guys are the top two biggest employers in Seattle. And this is about to be big. Because right now, not only that, but Amazon is also accused of doing a bunch of the H-1B visa abuse. Now, every company does a little bit of tinkering with H-1B visas. Every company does a little bit of freelancing and offshoring of jobs. But it's getting to the point where it's out of control. It's so bad to the point that a lot of people who graduate from college can't get an entry-level job. People can't get a white-collar job. We're in a white-collar recession. You got AI, federal layoffs, high interest rates. Job market sucks. And right now, the Senate is grilling Amazon about the H-1B visa abuse. Because why hire somebody here in America for $85,000 a year when you could hire somebody overseas to come to America and work for you for $50,000 a year and work like double hours? It's getting to the point where a lot of people are just depressed at graduation, saying that a lot of people are just being lined up. No job, graduation, that's it. This person says I graduated in 10 days, supposed to be very excited, but feeling very hopeless. Maybe you get a surge of motivation once done with it officially. It sucks. Job market is bad. People compare this to 2008, and I agree. And before I show you some of these videos, check out the private Discord server, guys. Trade with us. Make some money with us. Patreon link below. 7-day free trial, $10 a month. It's honestly one of the best trading servers ever. And I'm also on here all the time because these plays actually slap. Check it out.
The job market is so bad right now. And before you guys come at me saying, no, it's not that bad, like you're just not looking in the right places, I'm going to give you three examples. My last interview that I just got out of, I had the whole interview. He recorded me, everything. At the end of the interview, he said, actually, the position was filled. I just wanted to see if you were a good candidate. Okay. The one before, I had an interview with him, second interview. When I got to my second interview, it went really good. Afterwards, they showed me the office space. They showed me my desk. They introduced me to everyone. And then the next morning, I found out I did not get the job. Okay. What about the one before that? Oh, my gosh. Okay. So I interviewed with this place. Once, twice, three times, I show up to the last interview. Nobody shows up. I was ghosted. So if you want to know how I'm doing right now in my job search, that is exactly how I'm doing right now.
So I quit my job. I'm walking away from my stable 9-to-5 in corporate beauty to pursue nothing. The place I worked at started off kind of dreamy, but there were red flags, and I foolishly ignored the red flags for about a year and a half until I couldn't anymore. And it became so toxic that I absolutely hated every single day that I was there. So about 2 weeks ago, I put in my resignation. I gave a 2-week notice and just been wrapping up final projects. Side note, I'm never doing that again. I'm gonna quit on the spot next time because the way people turn on you, it's crazy. But I did get a nice farewell. Yeah, I have nothing lined up. I plan on taking a break for the next few months and really think about what I want to do next instead of jumping into the next thing. I'm scared, but I'm excited because I feel like I've entered a very different chapter in my life where I just want to live. I want to go out of my comfort zone and just live life. I want to travel. I want to have new experiences. I don't want to be career focused anymore. Like, whatever happens, happens. I tried my best. I learned that being a corporate girly is not for me. So, yeah, let's see what happens next.
You know, I'll just speak for myself here. I don't want to work anymore. I actually really don't want to work anymore. And I'm so terrified. I start my new job this upcoming Monday. And I'm grateful. It seems like a position I'm going to like. The people there seem great. Hopefully it's a place I'll thrive. But the reason I'm terrified is because I had the same experience with my last job. Beat out 300 people for that position. I love the mission, love the people, and the workplace was great. I got fired. Was I fired because of work performance issues? No. Was I fired because I wasn't showing up? No. I was fired because someone just decided that they wanted to let me go. And luckily, after 4 months of having no income, I won the battle with the state of Nevada. I ended up getting back pay for unemployment. I still went 4 months with literally no income because one person decided that I wasn't a good fit for the team anymore. I hope by hearing me talk, you can tell that I'm very dedicated and passionate about the jobs I hold, which is why this terrifies me. It's not a lack of not caring. It's a issue of who holds the power. Even though I believe to be doing great work and so do my coworkers, that didn't matter. It all came down to the decision of one person who just had the power in that moment. And there was nothing I could do to really fight it or get that job back. So yeah, I'm absolutely terrified to give that same passion and energy to another place because what if it happens again? And this is why, even with me getting this new job, I'm gonna continue to fight for more worker rights. Okay, continue to fight for unions and shit because I know I'm not the only one who has gone through shit like this, and I know it's embarrassing to talk about, but talk about it because it's so common, and I know we all want more power in what our workplaces are doing.
How do I explain to my parents that I have been applying to jobs? In fact, I apply to like 50 every single day. It's been months, and I have not gotten anything. And then I just got a job literally in a week after my friend showed me this app.
And then just swipe, apply, and then look, pass. It's that easy.
I have a job interview in 5 minutes. I'm so scared.
I have a second interview in 57 minutes. I just finished my third interview.
Guess who doesn't have a job? They just told me no.
It is honestly insane to me how hard it is to find a job in this job market, okay? Typically, it takes me 1, 2, 3 weeks max to find a job with my experience, my resume, my background, everything, okay? And I have actively been looking and interviewing and applying for 3 fucking months. And there is nothing. And these motherfuckers out here want to say, oh yeah, starting pay is $13 an hour. Are you high? $13 an hour. Nobody in this fucking world can survive off of $13 an hour. I'm really trying to figure that out. Then I come across jobs that I'm actually interested in and I really do actually kind of want the job and I interview for it. This has happened to me multiple times now. And guess what? They all end up telling me, oh, I'm sorry, we actually decided that even though you're amazing and incredible and they use all these words, we really loved your energy. We actually decided to hire internally. And that just continuously happens repeatedly. And they're like, but reach back out to us in like a month or 3 months because we might have something for you. And we do still, you know, think that you'd be a great asset to our team. 3 months? I need a job now. Like, it should not be this complicated. And I have applied for things that are in my wheelhouse, not in my wheelhouse, at the pay grade that I'm used to, and way below the pay grade that I'm used to, just because I'm applying for anything and everything. And guess what? You can send in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of applications and beautiful cover letters and create these accounts, and they don't ever call you back. And then the people that do call you back and the people that do schedule the interviews, once you actually get through that entire process, they don't actually end up hiring anybody because they were never planning on doing it to begin with. So they just fucking jerk you around and get your hopes up just to tell you that, oh, we just actually hired somebody that sits right next to me. And we just made you go through weeks of an interview process and told you, oh, you're going to be the one that we hire. Just let us get through interviews just for that to never actually fucking happen. So I'm just at a loss. I literally don't know what to do anymore. It's like, I want to work. Hello. I want to make some money. Is that illegal? Is that illegal anymore? Because it feels like it's fucking illegal at this point because I can't find anything. Nobody's hiring. And I know I'm not the only person going through this. There are people I know that have been looking for a job for 8 fucking months, dude. Like, it is insane.
I had one of the craziest interactions yesterday since Waylon has passed. And I want it to be like a good reminder to everyone that we really have no idea what strangers are going through and we need to give them grace. So yesterday I drove 1.5 hours to my small town that my cousin lives in. She's one of my best friends. And we decided to go to the closing day of a record shop in this town. And it was a husband and wife owned, and his mother had just passed away and she lived in another state. So they were trying to sell everything. So they had a pack list so he could go deal with it. And I guess this was his last remaining parent. So he was like really sad. And you could definitely tell he was grieving because whenever he like first walked in, he was like, if you need help finding anything, like I'm not helping. And honestly, like if I had never been through grief, that would have set me back and I literally would have walked out. But I understand grief, but he had no idea I was grieving myself. And later on, when my cousin, who loves music, is like looking through all the DVD, he comes over and he was like, I bet, like, let me make an assumption. And then he points to me and he's like, I bet you don't keep anything. Like, you don't purchase like the real stuff. You use digital. And she buys the real stuff. And I was like, yeah, I don't like clutter. So I like, you know, my streaming services. And he asked how old I was. And I said 23. And so he said, let me guess, you either are in college or you work. And I said, actually, I do neither. And at that point, he made a very split judgment that I was a lazy piece of crap. And then you could just tell. And he's like, oh, you're one of those people. And I go, no. I've already finished college. And I'm a stay-at-home mom, but my son passed away. Because honestly, it's just like, you never know. And I just needed to, like, you're not allowed to assume I'm a lazy person. I don't know. Like, that is my, like, trigger. And the way this whole man's demeanor changed, because he's like, oh my gosh, like, what happened? He's like, no one asked me what happens to my mom. Like, they all just judge. And so we ended up talking for a little bit. He has like kids my age, so he's like in his 50s. But I think it was a good lesson to both of us that you really have no idea what someone's going through. And that just because someone says, you know, they don't, aren't in college and they don't have a job, it doesn't mean that they're lazy. It's like, you really just have no idea what's going on in someone's life. So be kind to strangers, be kind.
Has anyone realized that when you're unemployed or out of a job for a really long time, people who used to hit you up every other day for motives, they don't hit you up anymore? And this realization was very scary to me, because I used to see people every other month or every other week, and then I would go for months and even a year without seeing them. And in my head, I kind of question why they don't want to see me anymore. Is it because I'm unemployed? Is it because I'm not working hard enough? Or, you know, having a big corporate job or whatever that other people like? Or how I perceive myself to other people? I really don't get it, to be honest. And then it hit me in my head. Ah, I think most people, they want to see someone who's employed a full-time role because they think they're not financially responsible or financially there to hang out with them, which is totally wrong. Because I remember when I had a job and when I didn't have a job, my financial spendings were literally the same. I was spending the same amount of money when I had a job, even when I was without a job. But obviously, when you're unemployed, you do save a lot of money, because the expenses go down on traveling, food and whatnot. So you actually have more spare time to actually go out with your friends and spend their money, but they don't understand that sometimes, which is really, really upsetting. And I just feel like sometimes I just need to let them know that, yo, I actually have money. I can spend money, because I've been spending money, businesses, bills, other things, holidays. I mean, I still go out 3-4 times a year on holiday. I know that sounds crazy, but I still want to enjoy my life. Even though circumstances are a bit rough right now and they can improve, I'm in my 20s. I want to make sure I make my 20s worth it. But yeah, if you have friends that don't want to see you anymore because your job circumstances have changed and they don't want to hit you up anymore, I think it's better to part ways. I know it sounds very harsh, but they're probably thinking that if you're unemployed and you're still seeking for a job for several months or even a year, it's definitely not worth the hassle and also the energy to rekindle friendships when friendships should normally be bonding together, having fun, making memories. And if you're not making good memories, what's the point?
You guys, I do my like three things I'm grateful for before I go to bed every night, whatever. Let me tell you something, that shit's getting hard. How many times am I gonna be like, I'm grateful for my dog? You know what I mean? Shit fucking blows ass right now. Everything fucking sucks ass so hard. Anyone else?
So reportedly another 9,000 people being let go from Microsoft. That's 15,000 in 60 days. What's going on? It's a $3 trillion company making record profits every quarter, and really paying their top exec staff quite a bit of money. Seems like you could use some of that money and keep some employees around. I understand getting rid of low performers, but layoffs are historically high performers, to be honest with you. People that have been around for a decent amount of time that do a lot of work for the company. I know personally teams that I've worked with, that I was on, I've really been struggling since the 6,000 person layoff, and it's just gonna get worse with this layoff. So hopefully Microsoft, you know, figures it out and corrects course, but I think you're gonna see a lot more of this going forward.
Okay, can we just talk about how hard it is to get a job right now? I got laid off around a month ago, but I've been applying, but I feel like I barely even get a response back of like a yes or no or any of that. And I wish there was an easier way to do these like mass applications instead of just doing it through LinkedIn or Indeed, because I feel like there's hundreds and hundreds of applicants and like you'll probably won't hear back from the companies that you're applying for. But yeah, it's rough out here.
Okay, I was laid off from my job, my cushy tech sales job, like about 4 months ago now. I have not looked for another job, and I was so delulu that I was like, I'm going to become a content creator. I had never really posted online. I had an Instagram, but like never was like putting myself out there like this. And I literally was so delulu that I was like, it has to work. Like I literally am not made to labor for the man, like sitting behind some desk. I couldn't do it anymore. And now, a few months in, I have had brands that have reached out to me doing collabs. I have learned, I've gotten into TikTok Shop affiliate. I've only made a couple sales in there so far, but I'm feeling hopeful. I am doing all the things like Amazon affiliate, Shop My, everything. And I was just curious, are you guys, and also, wait, I'm also doing Amazon seller account too, which is a whole new thing. I wanted to know, are you guys curious about this? Are these things that you guys would want to know about on this page? Because I find it so fascinating. So if you want to know more about like how I'm making money online and kind of any specific one of those avenues, will you let me know in the comments to know if I should do more of like a video on this?
So I think I'm being laid off from my job today. If you couldn't tell by my appearance, I have been crying all morning. I haven't even had my meeting yet. But I got a calendar meeting today from someone I've never spoken to at the company, and a bunch of other people did too. So I am recording this because I feel like a lot of people can probably find comfort in knowing they're not alone. So we will see. Maybe it'll be something positive. Maybe I'm not getting laid off, but I am shaking.
That does impact your position. Today is going to be your last day.
I've loved my time here and I'm very thankful for it, so I appreciate it. I did not think that would be my last day. My laptop's not even working anymore for me to like save things. Like,
why is finding a job the most difficult thing in the world? It's harder than school, it's harder than anything I've ever done. I just graduated college, can't find a job anywhere. Everyone says that I need experience. Well, how do I get experience if nobody hires you without experience, like, or they want to give you the experience? Like, sorry that I don't have enough experience. I was busy getting a degree that you require. Was that not enough still? Is my degree that I studied for 4 years not enough? I'm so confused.
I got laid off from my job, and so I obviously have a ton of time on my hands now, and I thought maybe I should start a diaries for people who are also unemployed in this job market, and we could just all relate to each other. So to start off, I got laid off from my first job out of college. I worked in finance. So in finance, the base salary is pretty low, and then you get a decent bonus at the end of the year. My boss called me and I was expecting it to be my yearly bonus, but instead I got laid off. It kind of wasn't a shock because my team was really small and someone else got laid off first who had been there for a really long time. I was new and I just knew I was next to go. I almost used up all my severance. It's been like 2 months or 3 months now. So this job market has been really tough. But on the bright side, I have so much time now to actually do hobbies and pursue the life that I want to build. So yeah, there are a bunch of pros and cons to being unemployed, and maybe I'll share that in another video.
If you follow me, I'm sorry I'm going to keep talking about this, but I got laid off from Microsoft.
My boyfriend also got laid off. He didn't work at Microsoft. He worked at a boutique consulting firm, but he was Canadian. So he basically got deported and had to leave back to Vancouver. When I found out I got laid off, I was just like, great, now we're in the same boat. And the only saving grace I have right now is that my lease ends next week. So I don't have to worry about paying rent. And my family lives in New York City because I'm from here. So I'll be able to stay with my sister or my parents or something like that. But I really feel for anyone who's not from America and you got laid off and now your visa is expiring. And if you don't find a job in time, it is such a stressful experience. In general, getting laid off is such an emotional roller coaster because when it first happens, and this is coming from someone who doesn't have a dependent or any serious responsibilities, which I'm grateful for at the moment. But at first it's a shock. And then you get a little bit happy because you're like, all right, I'll have some time to myself. Maybe this career path wasn't right for me. I'll figure things out. And then you're like, oh shit, what am I gonna do? Because I'm not having a steady income come in. And then you're like, okay, but I'll have a severance for a few months. So it'll be okay. And then you're like, but the severance is gonna end soon. So you just keep flip-flopping back and forth. And honestly, I did not expect TikTok to be a form of coping for me. Honestly, talking to my phone has been really helpful.
Real talk right now, but when is the last time you were unemployed? Because if you have not been unemployed in 2025, you have no idea how difficult the job market is right now to find a job. Honestly, I used to work for LinkedIn and I have a ton of feelings and thoughts about why that platform is not really supporting people in their job search right now. It's because it really is geared towards companies and companies have inherent biases towards people who aren't actively employed. They believe that those people are like a less desirable population. But if you see a job description and it says you need 5 years of experience and you have 5 years of experience, I don't believe that the timing of that experience should impact it. This is the same thing that holds women who have children back from re-entering the workforce because they have experience from prior to taking their maternity leave. And it makes it so much more difficult. It also creates resume gaps. And what we are going to be seeing in this market is more resume gaps and more people who have had to take a break from what they, you know, typically do because there are just fewer jobs right now in the market. There's not as much investing from VC and from the like stock market into organizations right now. There's not a lot of money getting pumped into companies for their growth and for their hiring. And so companies have to be very selective about hiring employees. And a lot of times they will just default or they're going to try to embrace AI transformation to limit the amount of employees that they have to hire because it will be cheaper to use AI over real humans. I do not agree with this. I believe that we need to bring back humanity into hiring, which is why I am trying to bring people together who live in Denver next month for a rooftop charity fundraiser to support people experiencing unemployment because just because it's not happening to you right now does not mean that it cannot happen to you. And I really want people to feel like they can enter a space where they can have the opportunity to get connected with net new opportunities. So if you live in Denver and you're interested, link in my bio. And if you just want to support and you don't live in Denver, you can buy a ticket on behalf of someone else who is experiencing unemployment, and that karma will always come full circle, come back around. Let me know what you think in the comments. Mwah.
I got laid off a few weeks ago from Microsoft, and to be honest, I don't necessarily feel stressed about finding a job. Doesn't mean I'm not putting all my energy into it. I'm getting a ton of rejections. I've applied to definitely over 100 jobs now in the last few weeks. You need to continuously bounce back. The only substantial thing I have right now is the Accenture path right now. I am so privileged to have been laid off from Microsoft because I basically go 3 months without working, but I get paid the same.
I feel like I don't really have room to complain because I was able to work at Microsoft right out of college for 3 years. And I know like all of this stuff came from my hard work ethic. And like, obviously you can tell my like job series, like a girl never took a day off. As long as you continue working hard and you put yourself out there, there's gonna be opportunity for you. So you just gotta keep going.
Next month will be officially 1 year since I have been unemployed and got laid off from my agency job. I've networked with barely anybody responding back to me. I've interviewed, got to multiple last rounds, always got the same feedback that they went with somebody with more experience, but I was a great candidate. I've applied to over 1,000 jobs. I've applied to even low paying jobs. I've applied to internships. I don't know what else to do. I ask questions at the end of the interview. I get to know them. Like, I don't know what else they want from me.
Update on the job that I interviewed for
3 weeks ago, I just got my rejection email. I'm pretty sure that the recruiter was just gonna ghost me, but I kept reaching out to her, and so I kind of forced her to respond and let her know that they filled the spot already. And I knew that 2 weeks ago when my friend told me that he got one of the positions. They were hiring for 5 or 6. And then I asked her if she could shed any light as to why, you know, I wasn't chosen, because I thought I was a really good fit for the role, thought I got along with the team really well, and she just didn't respond. So, I don't know why I am so emotional about it, but I just feel like fucking shit, and it is, like, really hard to not take stuff like this personally when I know that the market is shit. I know that everyone is experiencing stuff like this, but it is so hard to stay positive and to believe in yourself, especially when shit like this happens and you feel like people just don't fucking care about you. So, yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna post this, but I just, I'm, like, so upset, and I just needed to, like, get it out. So, we're gonna try to have a good day. It is a good day to be alive, and, we're gonna go outside and just try to turn this morning around.
Being unemployed is so tough, because I'm at a point right now where I just am, like, I can't wait for the days where I don't have to think about my situation anymore. Like, those days where you can be like, oh, it's 5:30, I can go to happy hour and get a little sushi. Or like, oh, it's Saturday morning, I can go shopping, I can do all those fun things. I just, like, can't wait till I get to that point where I don't have to think about work. You know what I mean? Because it's like, oh, I'm good. It's not something that is weighing on me. It's not something that is constantly on my mind. It's just a matter of fact of like, yeah, on Monday I'm going to work. You know what I mean? And it's tough, honestly, just like dealing with, like, just trying to process the fact that I'm still at this point, because it's been months. And I don't know, I just really can't wait till I'm on the other side of it, because that's, like, really what's been kind of getting me through. So anyway, have a good fucking day. It's nice out.
If you're currently unemployed, I'd love to know how long you've been searching for a job. I'm coming up on 11 months, and I was in the field of tech HR. I'd love to know what industry you were in, or if you're underemployed, meaning you took a job that was like a pay cut or not really what you were looking for because the market really sucked. I'd love to hear, yeah, I'm underemployed and I am unable to find work. I think there's a lot of us out there, and I don't really think the statistics that I'm seeing really reflect how hard it is out here for all of us. So sending you good vibes.
I will never, ever, 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 ever understand the job search. I can't do it anymore. Yesterday I applied to some jobs, and jobs that I'm overly qualified for, immediate rejection. Immediate rejection to work at a grocery store. Excuse me? There was another position working for a healthcare company, and I got an immediate rejection. So of course I call, I wanna ask, and she said that they posted the posting 8 days ago, and they have already narrowed it down to their 2 final candidates. She said, but let me call them and I will give you a call back. Does she call back? No. But I tell her, you know, what my degree is in, and she's like, oh, there's this position that it just got posted. It sounds like you would be a good fit for it. I apply, of course. Immediate rejection. What is happening? I don't understand. If you are just going to reject people, or you already have your final 2 candidates, take the posting down. Like, take the posting down. Why is it still up? Because I am wasting my time to apply for a job that I'm just gonna get an immediate rejection from. And I honestly, like, it's annoying to me. I spend hours and hours and hours applying for jobs only to get rejections, and I literally can't do it anymore. Like, applying for jobs is a job within itself. Like, can you please pay me? Because I'm spending hours applying for a job. Like, I need to get paid. The job market is not good. And if you have a job, please don't quit your job. Unless you, like, have a lot of money saved up,
But even then, if you have a job, count yourself blessed and lucky, because it's hard out there. It is so, so rough.
Apply for internships, they said. You know what they didn't say? That even if you apply for over 100 on time, you'll still get rejected by like all of them. If you want a marketing internship, good luck.
Before we leave, definitely check out the private Discord server, link below in the description. It's a Patreon link. I mean, we're trading every single day. Like, one of our traders bought like a Google call for $400 and eventually sold it for $490, like almost $100 gain per contract. And one of our traders here made a lot of money from just several different trades. I mean, 33% gains right here. We turned like $252 to over $400. And look at all these trades. These are all options contracts that we're trading on Robinhood, and we're all actually making some really good money. Even I follow these trades because they're really good. We also have a Congress tracker just tracking what a lot of the politicians buying, and also like unusual stock data, options. You got the expiration premiums, and you sometimes kind of sniff out what the insiders are doing because of all this massive activity, breakouts, unusual stock signals, and more. I mean, you're actually getting thousands of dollars worth of signals and traders for just the price of $10 a month. And there's a limited amount of spots left. 7-day free trial too. Check it out. We spent a lot of time on it.